evening, everybody. Welcome to Alphavets. Happy Monday. Happy Monday, Chris. What's up, my man? How you doing?
Chilling.
Don't say it.
Said it.
Come on, give me something new.
I'm super fabulous, man. Honestly. Well, a little fired up today. Got a lot going on. Yeah. How are you?
Blessed and highly favored.
Same. Absolutely. I hope everybody in the chat is okay as you roll on in. Had a fun weekend. How about you?
I did. We decided to get hit with a snowstorm, so that's fun.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
7 degrees last week.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. This time of year, it's like Mother Nature's bipolar.
Well, it's just Minnesota all the time. But yeah, it's very wet. It's very wet. It's gross outside. So, you know me.
So, you're funny.
What?
This comment in the Twitch talking about my military pictures. Did you see them ears, though? Remember I told you?
Doesn't look like you.
You see them ears, bro? I told you. Back in the day, man. Cue ball with ears, brother. When it was bald in basic training, you do not want to see that picture, ladies and gentlemen. I look like a cue ball with ears. No sun either. No color. Just powder.
Powder.
And straight powder. Ears. Just white as his hat and big ears.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 4 years old.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, he was.
It's pretty young.
Yeah.
You're out serving your country. I'm over here not doing anything.
Chilling. Literally.
Chilling.
You know, back then, like, you know, this is fun. Like, when you have your basic training ID, everybody's bald, right? When you first get out of it, like, everybody's ID, you're like bald. You're just bald. You know, everybody's got that. So a buddy of mine, my buddy Shoop, when I was at Wright Pat, like me and him, bald headed, we both looked, even though he's a redhead, bald headed, we both looked the same. Two white dudes, bald, big ears. So he was older. So I would use his ID. I would use his basic training ID to get into all the clubs when I was underage.
I'm not saying
you should do that, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the things I did.
These are things of the past, everybody.
These are all in my past. But when you're white and bald and big ears, yeah, we all look the same. And it's dark. Plus, it's dark. All right, the bouncer's not sitting there. Like, someone will shine a light on it. I did get caught finally, and they confiscated the ID. But by then, I was about to turn 21 anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's how everybody looks in boot camp. Everybody looks the same. Everybody's got a shaved head.
Everybody looks the same, man. Bald.
Everybody looks the same.
And angry.
Everybody is angry.
Bald and angry. Like, man, what was I thinking? Like, I ain't gonna lie. Day two or three, I was like, what was I thinking?
Oh, I had the what did I do moment. The moment I got on the bus. The moment I got on the bus and the drill instructor came on and started screaming at everybody, I was like, what did I just do?
Yeah. What did I do?
Gets on the bus until everybody put their head down.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember, did they have you, like when I got to when we got off the plane and you get off the bus and you're getting to like the training center where they're starting to in-process you. Like, did they make you pick your bags up and put them down and pick them up and put them down and pick them up?
All kinds of things. It was the first 48 hours were a nightmare.
Now, mind you, I will give my recruiter credit. He said, do not pack anything. Like, here's what you need. Mm-hmm. Don't be the person that shows up with luggage. In which you still had people show up. I'm like, where were you going? You thought you was going on vacation? Where were you going?
It's so true.
They lied to you. They lied to you.
Because you get put in processing center and everybody, because they tell everybody to dump their bags out.
Yeah.
And man, people got like flip flops, people got like tennis shoes, and they're like, where your recruiter failed you.
Yeah, they lied to you. They told you, hey, it's all sunshine and roses, man. Just sign up, man. And they thought they were going on vacation. I'm like, some dude show up with these bags. So when you're picking up and putting them down and picking them up and putting them down, and their goal was to get it to where everybody did it in unison. You know, it's already team building the minute you get off the bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got these people with these heavy suitcases. I'm sitting here with a little tiny duffel bag that's got like a pair of pants, some underwear, and a t-shirt.
I had nothing.
Yeah.
I had nothing.
Nothing.
Walked in there with nothing.
Yeah. You get there. I don't know what they're doing the Marines, but we got there. They give you a little, the first night, of course, you just get thrown. You're still in civvies. You don't get your uniform till like day two. And they gave us his little, it's like a debit card that you could only use at the,
like, PX.
Yeah. So then on day two, you get your uniforms. And then they give you a list of everything you have to go take that card they just gave you and go buy for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought it was hilarious. There's this kid in front of me, and because we went through the same thing. And you go through the PX, man, you can't buy anything in there but what they tell you, right? And this guy is like, oh, he tried grabbing a Red Zone like body wash. Red Zone, right? Yeah. And that dude snatched out of his hand so fast. And all of a sudden, that dude just disappears. I'm like, where'd he go? They grabbed him and just started torturing him out back. I was like,
wow,
man, you grabbed body wash and you got targeted right away.
Stick to the list, man. Stick to the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were the good old days, man.
Yeah. We were awake for the first 2 days. You didn't get to sleep for 4 to 8 hours.
No, there ain't much sleep. There's not much sleep that first day.
You don't really get a whole lot of sleep through the whole thing anyway.
No.
Half the time you're contemplating what's going to happen the next day and fall asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. Then you hear lights at 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know. I was Air Force. I think mine was probably a little more laid back than yours was. Maybe just a scotch.
Just a little bit.
Not saying anything bad about the Air Force. I loved it.
Oh, I would have loved it too. Yeah. I'd probably still be in.
Yeah, that's honestly, like, when you look back at it, you know, getting out at 10, I was like, man, but that's the time. If you're going to do it, that's the time to do it. Once you pass the 10-year mark, it's you're pretty much, you might as well do 20 and get it over with. But at 10 years, I was ready to go.
Got too much in trouble. I was
ready to go. Yeah. I was just ready to go.
For someone who didn't like being told what to do, I went to the wrong branch.
Yeah. You probably should have came to the Air Force.
I was also a big dill hole back then.
So was I. So me, you, the same. Yeah. The same.
It was a rough road.
Yeah.
Let's just say it led to rock bottom.
Well, I was a dill hole, but I never got in any trouble. The only thing I ever had happen to me was I told you I passed out. I was passenger seat. I was in the passenger seat, ladies and gentlemen, and apparently the guy I with bumped into somebody's car in the parking lot at the dorms. I didn't know it happened until we came back through the gate. And they're like,
of course,
that's the car. And I'm like, I'm sitting here sleeping in the car. I didn't know what happened. So they were going to try and hammer me for failure to report an accident.
Oh, they'll get you for anything.
Yeah. And I'm like, I was asleep. I didn't even know what happened.
Yeah. I mean, and then I had a good long history.
Yeah. Mine wasn't. See, I feel like some people, they have the Murphy experience in the military where, like, what couldn't go wrong will go wrong. And then you have guys like me that I got lucky. All I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I had somebody watching over me. I did.
We both did.
I did, because I could have gotten so much trouble with some of the stuff I did. And thankfully, every time, I can't explain it. So my wife likes to tell me that I'm like, have you ever seen that Saturday Night Live skit where they got abducted by the aliens with Ryan Gosling?
No.
You haven't seen that? Well, in there, like, they're telling their experience. Watch this, no. There's three. I don't either, but this skit is funny because there's three of them. They all get abducted. And two of them, like, have this wonderful experience. And then there's the one, Kate McKinnon, I think is her name. Everything she had was like weird. She's like, I don't know what you guys got, but they all took a line lining up and smacking me. Anyway, her experience was horrible. And my wife says that's me. Like, I have all these miraculous things that seem to happen to me. And she's the Murphy.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. Because gotcha. I got somebody. I tell her, I was like, you don't understand it. I had somebody watching out. I really did. I believe it.
I've thought about many times just doing like a full video of like the story of what I went through, what I put myself through, what they tried to do to me, what sent me down. I don't know if I'm ready for it though.
Makes you angry.
I don't even like think it does. It makes me angry, and I so much went wrong.
Yeah,
it just and that's yeah. So maybe one day.
Yeah,
maybe one day.
You know what is?
Let's get some prayer going.
Let's get some prayer going. Yeah, and then we'll get rolling. I'm in a good mood tonight. Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory, Father, and we thank you for another day together. We thank you for this opportunity to have fellowship, to worship you, to speak truth to power, Father, and to just continue to walk in your glory. We just thank you each and every day for this this experience that we are all going through, this walk with you. We just thank you each and every day for finding a way to teach us lessons, to teach us to learn from the mistakes that many of us have made in the past. And while we know that we aren't perfect, Father, and that we never will be, we just thank you for this opportunity to learn and to grow with you. It's a wonderful experience, and we just thank you so much for calling so many of us back and just helping us turn our lives around just by seeking you, by seeking your face, and having that faith to just hand everything over to you, Father, and just know that no matter what happens, no matter what things we go through, that you are always there with us, that you're hands are always placed upon us, Father, and that your arms are always around us, protecting us from this world, from the things that these evil spirits, these forces of evil in this world. We know that you're with us, protecting us from all the slings and the arrows, and protecting us from those familiar spirits, especially from our past that like to resurface. And we just thank you for all of that. We thank you for your daily downloads of wisdom and discernment, and just for your constant pursuance of each and every one of us. And we just we know that as long as we walk with you, that there may be times we stumble, there may be times that that we fall, that you're always going to be there to catch us or pick us back up and dust our shoulders off, Father, and just help us continue moving forward. We just thank you for that each and every day. And Father, we thank you for our true president, Donald J. Trump, and his family. getting me choked up. We just thank you for everything that that he's done, and that you're seeing him do, and that you're with his family, Father. And we just see every time the enemy thinks that they have him cornered, and just something happens, and he just manages to escape free. And we know that is because you are with him. You are with many in this nation. There are many people who are standing up and finding the courage to do what is right. And we know that there are people that still can't see the things that are taking place in our world all around us. And we just know, Father, that that you love them just as much as you love us, and that the whole reason we are all going through this is so that we can all open our eyes together, so that we can remove those scales, and that we can become united again. And we know that the truth that is going to start pouring out, that the dam is going to break very soon, and that that there will be many people who will have their eyes open, and they will see that we were never each other's enemy the whole time, that we had one. We all had the same one, Father, but it was not each other. And we just look forward to that. And we know that our day of victory as a nation is right in front of us, Father. And we know that when this nation rises, the world will rise, that your spirit will just spread all across this country and all over the world. And we just look forward to this window of opportunity for us all to prosper together. And Father, I thank you for the prophets. There are many that you are speaking through. There are many of you anointed. And we just know that you will continue speaking through them and that you will continue guiding and protecting them. And Father, we thank you so much for this community here at Alpha Vets that you have just helped us build. And we know that you will help us continue to grow and that you will continue to help us spread this message far and wide. So, you know, once again, Father, so that we can help others see the things that we see and just continue to remove those scales from our eyes. And we know once we see the truth, there will be many more who seek you out and allow you to take refuge in their mind and in their hearts, Father. And we just we thank you for that, and we pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know what? You know what? You're right.
You know, I've seen someone.
You're right. We haven't played. This, what's he got to say?
We are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to drain it.
We're going to drain it
in Washington.
Yeah, ma'am. We are. So, is.
Yes, sir.
Are you tired of winning? That's not
I'd like to win more.
I would too. But I'm going to be patient. I'm going to take what I can get. Do you think people are starting to figure out that this guy is untouchable? He's Teflon Don. He's Teflon Don.
I mean, Don.
Here you go. Once again, they're all sitting there. What was it last week? Trump is broke. Trump is broke. Trump is broke. Hashtag Trump is broke. Going to have all his assets seized.
Mm-hmm.
What happened today?
He got his the amount knocked down to 175.
And got an additional 10 days. I love that number, 10 days, by the way. I love it. You know, heard that a time or two somewhere. But 10 days to pay $175 million. They're not going to seize any of his assets.
He's going to have no problem doing it.
Yeah. I love it today. President Trump, how are you going to pay for your bond? Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie.
He Randy Mossed him. Straight cash.
He did. He did. He Randy Mossed him.
Straight cash, homie. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
I was seeing some of the lib posts.
Oh, they're angry.
Trump wins again?
Yeah, again. I'm not trying to be mean to him. I just need y'all to understand. Like, this is all love when I say this. Like, nothing's going to happen to this guy. Number one, because he didn't do anything wrong. You've been massively deceived. I'm sorry. I don't hate you for it. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But he's untouchable because, number one, he did nothing wrong. And what you are going to see, though, is that everything they've tried to do to him is going to come back on those that are really guilty of a lot of crimes.
Well, let's just think of like the 175, if he pays it.
If he pays it, right.
If he pays it, of how that gets.
A lot can happen in 10 days.
Reversed. A lot can happen in 10 days.
A lot can happen in 10 days.
And who knows? Who knows? Maybe something else comes out here in the next day or two. Well, it's like, you know what? This is getting tossed. As it should. It all should.
They all should.
You know? I mean, and if he does pay it, I think there will be a point in time that will come where that money will get reimbursed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you got the, bro. I mean, it's bad enough. You got the E. Jean Carroll. We all know that's bogus. We all know that's bogus right. With that. We know this fraud trial is absolutely bogus. I mean, mm-hmm. the fact that CNN even caught them admitting on air that Mar-a-Lago is worth $240 million plus, it's worth more than that. I mean,
oh yeah,
we all know they're all bogus, and they're all. I love. See, at one point, I was like, maybe this thing goes to court, and that's how the big reveal comes. But I like watching this. I like God. I'm not gonna lie. I like this version a whole lot better than watching a court case that no, a lot of people probably wouldn't watch. But I am loving the enemy thinking that they have this guy time and time and time again, only to have over. The rug pulled right from underneath them again and again. I'm liking
over and over and over.
And how many people are having their eyes revealed? Like, there are people out there with common sense, whether they hate Trump or not, they're like, yeah, that 400, that's really excessive. And if they can do that to him and charge him with a crime that has absolutely zero victims, where the banks even said that he did nothing wrong, they got all their money back and they would do business with him again. If they can do that to him, maybe the common sense people out there, again, whether they like Trump or not, whether you still, you know, caught up in the narrative of the media spin on him, if they can do that to him, they could do it to you. So if I'm, again, like Kevin O'Leary was saying, if I'm any business, good. If I'm thinking about doing any kind of business in New York, I'm looking at this case and I'm going, all I got to do is cross the establishment one time and they'll do that to me too. Would I want to go do business in New York? And then if the answer is no, then what happens to New York when nobody wants to do business in there? They just flooded your city with a lot of people. You have an incompetent mayor, and oh, by the way, there's a lot of spiritual significance about the city of New York, and
yeah,
there's a lot going on there. So I'm loving watching all these things fall apart, man. I really am. It's pretty cool to watch. A little unnerving at times.
It is.
Because how many of us get caught up in thinking, like, again, how many of us get caught up? I don't. I'm just going to throw that out there. But of thinking that the enemy might actually have them this time.
Oh, no. Not once have I ever thought that they were going to.
No. But I feel like some people still get caught up in that. Like, you know, we know all this is BS, but that they're good with it. They play on your emotion. They want to make you mad. And that's why, again, I pointed out the Matthew 5:38 this morning, you know, I got to remind myself daily too to turn the other cheek. I got to, you know, if they smack this one, you go ahead and have that one too. Smack it, you know, because that's what they want. They want to play on our emotions. They want to make us feel like we're hopeless, like there's no, because again, our thoughts, right? Our thoughts resonate, the vibrations, everything. Yeah, we got to keep those frequencies high because God has shown you time and time again, nothing's going to happen to this dude, man.
No, and I get that. And I get like the long-term, especially like with whatever, you know, what's happened over the past 7 years, you know, I think the biggest thing that gets to me is just the frustration of timing, you know, just like dragged out because like, if you've been in this since, let's say like, because like I really started going down rabbit holes and stuff like that like that the month after 17 started, you know, and that was 7 years ago, and that was like really it. So like to watch ourselves go through like three cycles of a great awakening, you think that was the great awakening and you're trying to do your best to expose everything, and then we hit this extra summer, you know, like 2020, 2021. You think that's the Great Awakening, and then here we are in 2024. And it's almost like a repeat, but that's what I think gets to me the most. And that's why when I see like political stuff and I'm just like, bah.
Yeah,
I know, you know, you get frustrated because I almost feel like, because I do see a lot of people go through like old stuff, and I get that. I get that, but at the same time, I just like I forget that there's new people all the time.
Right.
And the old stuff needs to be brought to their attention again.
Right.
You know, I think some big account mentioned Tom Hanks, Matt Wallace mentioned Tom Hanks being a pedo. And not I was like, people,
there's still a lot of people.
I know, but I'm like, man,
right.
Where you been?
Right, right. So it is, though. I think we do have to talk about some of it, though, because now people's, especially since 2020, I mean, how many people did COVID wake up? So many. So many.
Yeah.
People. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now maybe you have to, because before COVID, before you found out that the government was willing to create a virus and release it on you and then try and force something on you, you probably wouldn't have believed that the world was ran by pedophiles.
Right.
And that a lot of them are in your music industry and in your entertainment industry and in your government, because who can be blackmailed the most? A pedophile.
Which is they're all controlled and ran by entities and all this stuff.
Right. How many people would have believed that?
Dark it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think COVID, like, once people are like, wait a minute, these people created this, released it on us, used it to steal an election, tried to force us into our homes for forever, and all this other stuff. Man, maybe some of the stuff these crazy people were talking about 3 years for the last 2 years, maybe it is plausible. Maybe
it is true.
And then you got this guy.
And you got this dill hole
talking about the entertainment industry.
Yeah. And then, so if you're unaware, P. Diddy's home guy. No, I know.
Oh, okay.
You don't need it.
We don't need it. That ain't P. Diddy, by the way.
That's not P. Diddy. That's not P. Diddy. I wish it was. I wish it was. P. Diddy. No, he's not there. But his home is being raided by the Department of Homeland Security.
Two of them, and, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think two of those houses.
Yeah. And if you're also unaware, P. Diddy has been involved in some sex trafficking, you know, human trafficking, all that stuff. He's one of these major elites. We've heard lots of deep, dark stories, especially from people like Cat Williams.
What is that statue in front of his house?
Which one?
You see that big silver statue right there?
Look right this there. One? Right here?
Yeah. Thing's huge.
This thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It looked like maybe what is the award they get in the music industry?
The Emmy?
Maybe that's what that is.
Is that what it is? Oscar?
I don't know which one's which. It's one of them. Their idol worship.
Yeah, Joseph said it. He's the Epstein of the rap industry, pretty much.
Sure is.
Yeah. He is pretty bad. However, Mr. P. Diddy is nowhere to be seen, except his plane's being tracked. And his plane, well, let's just say P. Diddy's running. P. Diddy be running. Now, this is what they've said so far.
It appears to be. That my guy is trying to flee the United States. I mean, good point, Hickser. I mean, did Cat Williams not tell us that 24 there was going to be some exposures?
He did.
Hmm.
Private jet owned by P. Diddy. This is being shared by pretty much everybody. Private jet owned by P. Diddy Combs has left the U.S. After is raided by Department of Homeland Security for sex trafficking. The flight path of the plane appears to be headed towards Cape Verde. Which has a no extradition treaty with the U.S.
It's like the Fast and the Furious, bro. No extradition. I mean, I read the court case against them. That is one sick dude.
Yeah, I've heard some bad stuff. Some bad stuff, especially a lot of heard some things about now, other people that have popped up in the industry lately.
Bro, think about it. Again, we still don't know. We all know who killed Biggie and Tupac. We all know who did it. They did.
Diddy.
P. Diddy. Diddy. And if Suge Knight was probably involved too. Like, that's the fact that they're like, we don't know who did it. I'm like, come on, man. It's clearly obvious who did it. We all know who did it. Crazy.
Yeah. And it, you texted me earlier and said, do you think this would be allowed to happen if Biden was really in control? The Biden regime.
Yeah. You got to, again, that's another thing. Like, I don't think they would allow this to happen because, again, it's all going to tie back to very prominent people that are in your government. They're all connected. Why are they allowed to get away with it for so long? They're all connected, man.
Didn't it come out earlier this year that linked Diddy and someone else to Tupac and Biggie?
I'm sure it has.
No, I remember seeing some earlier this year that someone else got arrested, but was saying that Diddy was a part of it too. All I know is Diddy's like the kingpin of the entertainment industry.
That's a good point.
Music industry.
We Will Win says, does this all have to go down under JB for Op to get more people to believe it? Because if they did it during Trump, they'd say he's a dictator.
Yeah.
He's a dictator. He's locking up P. Diddy.
Locking up P. Diddy. Yeah, right. I also find it interesting with everything that's happening in Moscow, because someone's comment triggered this in my head. We've seen what happened in Moscow, right? Now we got this terrorist attack, right? In Russia, it was like 130, 140 people dead.
Mm-hmm.
So they say,
mm-hmm.
Something like that. Awful, absolutely awful. Which is very interesting because Putin comes out and says they know that they know that the West is going to sit here and say it's ISIS. They know who they caught, but they want to know who is.
Who gave him the order? Who gave him the order? Yeah.
Now, at the same time, you have Europe out here that says that they've been put on high alert. The U.S. has came out and says there is no alert for the U.S.
Yeah. Nothing to see here, everybody. We're good. None of those 10 million people we allowed to come across your border are there to harm you.
And who was in the U.K. recently?
Barack Hussein Obama.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
What, a week? A couple days? Yeah. Before?
Last week. It was Monday last week.
It's like last Monday.
Because remember, have we got the bad news? Was the bad news out of the UK that we were supposed to get last week? Was it Kate Middleton supposedly having cancer?
Which is
why would you have everything. The flags at half mast? I don't understand any of that stuff. You haven't seen the king in a long time. It was reported that they took him to the hospital, right?
They're like, guys, look, TMZ caught a video, a blurry video of Kate Middleton walking out. And like they deepfaked so much? They deepfaked like four videos in the past like 5 days.
You see how good we're getting at this, ladies and gentlemen? Like not just alphabets, everybody. Do you see how easy it is to debunk their deceptions now? 48 hours, baby. 48 hours, and their hoaxes are being destroyed by us.
Yeah.
By us.
But that's just it. So, and that's why I think that this, and now I don't know. This is just me just talking. But that's why I think that possibly like Obama is linked to this stuff in Moscow, right? For one, why are you there?
Mm-hmm.
For two, all of a sudden this stuff happens in Moscow, right? ISIS claims it. Now, ISIS hasn't really been around. And they were never destroyed under Obama. We know who created them. And we know that, you know, even like Kim used to talk about with ISIS, man, it's not an Islamic state. It's a god that they worship, an entity. They call themselves ISIS. As Obama likes to call them, ISIL, whatever. But Obama was notorious for... to the conspiracy theory side, for being the funder of a lot of these ISIS groups. So the fact that he just shows up there and all of a sudden, bam, ISIS made their way into Moscow? What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, the Russians, these people that did, they got him quick.
They sure did, dude. And, you know, again, what Putin came out and said, what they say today, ISIS seems to only attack the enemies of America. How convenient. We all know who created ISIS. Trump told you who created ISIS. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
And yeah, they're just militia groups.
I think they have
CIA created.
They have other origins too.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of world governments are involved with ISIS.
Mossad, yeah.
Mossad, yeah. So it's just interesting, you know. Like I just saw somebody in the chat. I mean, that's a good point. Like, what if they're raiding his home to destroy evidence? You know, like they went into Epstein's.
I did.
Like see they, that you know what theory, I mean? Yeah. That's plausible too. That's plausible too. Very, I mean, that's. You know, they did go. Where's all the evidence they took from Epstein Island? Still haven't got to see any of that. Where's the evidence he took out of his mansion? Haven't got to see a lot of that, have we, FBI? It's amazing. It's amazing. Where's all the stuff they took out of his Palm Beach house? It's amazing. We haven't got to see any of it. We still don't know the names. I mean, we know the names, but like your government hasn't come out and like tried to sit down.
There's no accountability.
There's no accountability for any of these people except Ghislaine Maxwell. Mm-hmm. We all know
it's all very interesting. Being
pulled by somebody else.
Well, right. I mean, she was above Epstein, and there's always somebody higher.
Oh yeah,
always goes higher.
Always.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I obviously we'll see what unfolds with all this Diddy stuff, but it could go a couple different ways. Mm-hmm. It could be a real time exposure, or like Chris said, this could be another. Bleach bit. Hammer and bleach bit.
We ain't find nothing.
There is no evidence.
There's nothing to see here, sir. I don't know. Tell him he can come back now.
Diddy only left because he was nervous.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Dude gets raided and hops on a plane. Come on.
Deuces.
Why are you running?
Deuces.
Why are you running, man?
I wonder if they had his. Surely they had his passport flagged, which again makes sense why he's going to a non-extradition because they don't care.
Yeah.
So if you're running to a non-extradition, you run. He's going on spring break.
He's going on spring break.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But I don't know. It's also crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going through a lot of crazy stuff lately.
Yeah.
I'm pretty wild. Do you ever just like go down some rabbit holes and just it makes even politics just so boring?
It does. Like I like you more know? History. I'm all about trying to like peel back the layers of the onion of our real history.
Right.
Right.
Well, history at the same time. Things that have been hidden.
Government shenanigans,
CIA. Creatures, what's really out there?
Mm-hmm.
What demonic entities are roaming the earth? Where'd all these missing people go?
Yeah.
I've been now. Obviously, I'm not gonna go into certain things because I have a video I'm gonna play on Wednesday. That's gonna go through. Wednesday's video will be like a summary of. A certain tech into modern day that started with the Nazis and stuff like that. And that's a rabbit hole in itself. However, I was just going through like the Freedom of Information Act on some of the stuff that the CIA and all of them have released. I mean, I know there's plenty of videos and stuff out there, you know, like Project Stargate, Project Pandora, Project 82-00. It's also very interesting. Now, when it comes to remote viewing, like Project Stargate, it's wild and fascinating at the same time because I know you're threading the line of familiar spirits. You know, mm-hmm. Like they're embarking on certain things that are, I don't know. It's sketchy. It's sketchy. However, there is a lot of things that were unclassified. And, you know, I was just kind of going through. If you take like remote viewing of what they were doing, obviously, it's the use of psychics, CIA and the use of psychics and to basically try and get intelligence on the Soviets. This was during the Cold War, a lot of it, but it all dates back to Nazi tech and going forward. And they closed it in 95, but at the same time, I don't think they actually really closed it. I think they kind of declassified a little bit, because with what they were uncovering, there's no way they just cut it and said, all right, we're done. There's no way.
Just like DARPA didn't shut down LifeLock. They just renamed it. You know what I mean? There's no way. Man, there's no way they
Project
shut it
Stargate, down. Man, they renamed Project Stargate like five different times. Like Stargate's what it like ended up as, like towards the end of its tenure.
Right. But like, you think they just were like, you know what? All right, that worked. We're done here. No, they were like, what we got next? What else can we do?
Yeah, for sure. What because else can you know, we do? You know, when DARPA's involved, DARPA's using this stuff for the military. But, I mean, the CIA was too, but there was also government agencies that weren't aware of other agencies, what they were doing. You know, again, this goes into like your classified, your secret, top secret. I get it. Everything's need to know. So I understand that. But like, even in the beginning stages of Project Stargate, Sunstreak, whatever you want to call it, Grill Flame, that was another name I think it was called.
Grill Flame.
Yeah, they had a bunch of different names. But one of the remote viewer one, now this is why I said, like, it gets on the line of like familiar spirits. You don't really know, because I don't understand the tech, you know, because it's very familiar spirity to me.
Right.
Not to mention the entities that were being contact. Now, this stuff gets crazy because it's in the Freedom of Information Act. So it's, again, it could all be propaganda for all I know. Could all be propaganda. But remote viewer one, his name was Joe McGonigal. And this guy, man, between him and Pat Price. Now, Pat Price, he was working at the Stanford Research Institute. And this is kind of where all this remote viewing started. Like, it was kind of off books. CIA wasn't fully involved yet. Like, there was a bunch of little off the book stuff going on. Mm-hmm. A lot of them eventually went with the CIA full time, but what they were doing was what they would do for the remote viewing. So they're basically having outer body experiences where they would go to, they'd give them a longitude and latitude. Like, they give them a coordinates. They wouldn't tell them what it is, what any of it is, because they didn't even know half the time, but they knew something was happening there. And one of the times was they gave him this thing, this coordinates, and with what this remote viewer saw, and he's out there, he's giving tons of testimonies on this stuff, was Mount Hayes in Alaska. Now, he would talk about, because he didn't know what he was viewing, so he would tell him he's like a desolate area and stuff like this, but like, he was trying to, the Soviets were worried about it because they were doing psychotronic research and all that stuff too. Again, they both got Nazi scientists and stuff like this, so there's some crazy stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, he said, like, it just, he was in this desolate area, like, viewing it, and he's, like, staring at Mount Hayes. But then it, like, got more real, and it like, brought him into the mountain, and there was stuff inside the mountain. And this is in Alaska. Again, you know, like the Bermuda Triangle,
yeah.
And then like Alaska's got its own triangle, and then there's a couple other ones throughout the world where these triangle where just crazy stuff happens, you know. Well, one of them's got, you know, up there by Mount Hayes. Not to mention one of the cities, I can't remember, McGrath or something like that. There's a fenced off area where it's like no trespassing, but there's nothing in sight. It's just one of those secret things. I mean, look at Mount Cheyenne, you know?
Right.
Everyone thought that was a conspiracy theory until it wasn't.
Area 51.
You know? Area 51. Like, all this stuff. It's pretty wild. But what this guy saw, okay, in Mount Hayes was pretty wild. And what he saw was, because there was four different ones he remote viewed. One was Mount Hayes, one was Mount Zeal, one was Mount Paradito or something like that in Spain. There's another one. I can't remember. But in Mount Hayes, he said the feeling he had, because he would still feel everything, even though he was like having that outer body, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said Mount Hayes was the most sinister. Like, it was sinister. There's something going on. And I can't remember if it was him or Pat Price. Pat Price got killed off by the CIA, I'm pretty sure. That's what's suspected anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Pat Price that seen it, because he was one of the other remote viewers. But one of them went in there, and what they saw was basically, I know McGonagall like wrote down, because he would come out of it and write stuff down. Like, they'd tell him to write everything to your best ability of what you see. And at each mount were these triangles. Power source. He said there's a massive power source in these things. Underground bases. And for just because I can't remember, let's say it was Pat Price. They went in there and they saw people. Ellie, you know, I'll pull this up. I'm gonna pull
this
up.
Please do.
This was from the, this is on the CIA's Freedom of Information Act. But if you go to what he saw at Mount Hayes, let's read this. He says there appeared to be two types of entities associated with the site. Two entities looked outside of the structure, were accomplishing some sort of routine task, unable to make contact with them or gain information of any sort. Inside the structure were two entities, one sitting at some sort of circular console with a round screen-like object. The other was busy doing something in the background. The entity at the console appeared to be human in form, but lacked definite facial features. He seemed friendly enough and invited me to observe his actions at the console. And this is, they go through a lot of different ones, like this one in South America, Africa. One was very unhuman in appearance, almost robot-like. Kind of makes you wonder all the robot-looking characters we got in Washington.
Yeah.
But the other entity was almost human-like in appearance. His face was devoid of any hair. His complexion was very pale. Facial features were very indistinct, in exception of a sharp, slender nose. The entity seemed friendly enough to appear to, yada yada yada. Anyway, so Mount Hayes, like this, what they were seeing in these things were these power sources, and a lot of people talk about. There's a government whistleblower that said that he worked there. Or he didn't work there necessarily, but he would get the messages that would be transmitted. He was a whistleblower, and he said that there was these pyramids under these bases. And what he said is that these were basically like pyramids in Egypt that were used as a massive power source. And this pyramid alone in Mount Hayes underground could power the entire country of Canada. Just this one. But in Joe McGonagall's like remote viewing through Project Stargate, he's seen four different mounts across the world, all with the same triangular shape. So are there four different, I mean, if not more, pyramids underground? And he said these looked ancient, but also new, just like we've talked about, Chris, like an old technology, but advanced.
Right.
You know? I mean, just think about like Tesla's work. He knew what these power sources could do. It's absolutely wild. But McGonagall said that he made contact with one of these creatures, because they said at Mount Hayes was the only one they seen where there were humans working alongside entities in this underground base. So apparently, according to him, that they were working together. And the contact he made, and I've heard Kevin say this too. Well, Kevin said they look at us as empty vessels. He said, when he talked to him, he said the creature said they look, when they look to us, they think of us as animals.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Like, we're just occupying space.
They hate us.
But according to one of these remote viewers, that's the U.S. government and these entities have been working side by side, but a lot of different agencies don't know about it, especially within the U.S. government. So Pat Price was remote viewing into Mount Hayes, and he said one day when he was in Vegas, someone bumped into him next day, and he had like a pain in his leg or something like that after they bumped into him. Next day, he died, and they called it a heart attack. While there's another story of KGB and Soviets that didn't want them remote viewing because they're very close to Russia's organizations, that they sent a KGB assassin after him. Could be propaganda. Who knows? But even when they tapped into one of the remote viewing, and this is all testimony, they accidentally tapped into an NSA base. And the NSA, now they didn't know where this remote viewing came from, but the NSA showed up with a bunch of vehicles at the Stanford Research Institute. Like they knew.
How did they know
where it came? That's what I'm saying. How would they
know? How did they know that they were peeking in on them from somewhere else through somebody's man?
Remember when Boone Cutler was on our show and he said they have tech that can read your mind?
Read your mind, the AI. Like how, again, think about it. What did Ashton say when he's on the show? Whenever they come out and tell you about something, they've already been doing it for years. All right. Mm-hmm. So when they came out and told you, we cloned Dolly the sheep in the 80s. Yeah. Sure you did. Yeah. Sure you did. Okay.
90, 95, so something like that.
We're just now starting to hear about AI and it's this new hip thing, or they're ready to expose it to us.
Well, that's just it.
Right? Even Boone said they have technology they can read your thoughts based on your facial expression.
When they remote viewed into Mount Hayes, he said he seen tech that he did not understand. Like all these remote viewers that went into. Now I get we're threading the line of familiar spirits here. So I'm just reading with what I have gone through. It's absolutely wild, but he said the tech down there is not anything we've ever seen.
I believe it.
Like this stuff is way too advanced. But he also said that they're operating side by side. And some look like humans. You know, Kevin's talked about a lot of this stuff. We've talked about with the Anunnaki and shape-shifting. But one of the things that he said was that they're very robot-like. Like in motion. And
We're all thinking it.
Just saying.
We're all thinking it.
What robot. About the picture with
who walks? I know. Like a I know that we all like.
That's what I'm saying. But let's. And I'm just talking. I know we can go the simple route of saying Biden's wearing a mask. Okay.
Right.
What if? Now I've seen the pictures of him unedited with snake-like eyes. You've also seen the ones with that big grin, right? That super creepy grin.
Creepy grin.
Black eyes. And he also walks around like a robot. Now, I'm not saying it is. It could be a mask. What if it's something deeper than that? What if?
What if? The truth is stranger than fiction is.
Glitchy Mitchy?
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell just turns off?
Right. And, you know, like we've talked about on here. I don't believe in aliens. I believe in demons. And
yeah, like the reptilian type demonic creatures.
Yes. Yes. And now you saw the news. They're already shaping the narrative. You got this news clip where they're saying that you got it, where they're saying people have a condition that makes other people look like demons to them. And I'm like, oh, really? That's a condition? Yeah,
like you're getting ahead of something.
Right. Setting a narrative.
Because let's be honest, there ain't no condition like that. Where is it? Where'd it go?
Oh no.
I got it.
Yeah, check this out.
Rare disorder causes man to see people's faces as demonic. The condition causes faces to appear distorted. My first thought was I woke up in a demon world, the partner said.
Uh-huh.
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 Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So I was telling Iz, y'all remember the show, the movie with Rowdy Roddy Piper called They Live, where he puts on the sunglasses, right? They're among us, but you can only see them if he put on those sunglasses in the movie. And again, I tell you, truth, they love to show you the truth through fiction, man. So what if...
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the eyes. Too. Dude, how many of the videos you've seen where the eyes, like, close sideways? Come on.
Yeah, like, blink side. It's not supposed to happen.
No, man. Again, they want you to believe what you hear and not what your eyes see. Your eyes are seeing. You're being shown all kinds of stuff right now. But in the movie They Live, right, the whole plot of the movie is these things are among us. They're programming us, right? That we can't see the programming that they're doing to us. And the program that they put us under keeps them from being seen by us in the movie, by regular humans. Mm-hmm. So when Rowdy puts the glasses on, he can see their programming that's all around him. He can see the matrix or whatever you want to call it. And then the plot twist of the movie is they destroy the thing that's beaming the signal that keeps us under the veil. So in again, I believe it's even in prophecy, I've placed a veil over this nation. I did it. Right? Just not saying that's the veil. I'm just saying they've done a very good job of mingling in amongst us. I firmly believe that there are non-human entities among us.
Absolutely. And I guarantee you every single person here has been in contact with one.
Yep.
Without knowing. Not to mention like all that. Dude, and I'm not trying to freak anyone out. But man, when I started going down like just over the past 2 weeks, like going through all this deep stuff and making like videos about it and like starting projects and stuff like that. I've had so many weird things happen to all my tech here. Like we've had two shows go crazy.
Super
weird. I've had like everything just going on. This is like all brand new. Not to mention I've had just had problems with like things saving when I triple save, you know? And it's just like I feel like something's tampering with it. Like trying to. I've anointed everything here. Ever since that, I haven't really had a problem. And I do think it's, I think the veil, obviously these things have been around forever. You know, if you watch the Anunnaki video I did, like this stuff dates back to ancient Assyria, you know, like through the Sumerian texts, all these guys were in contact with the Anunnaki, which could be and just like Kevin's, they never left, you know? These are the same things. So these things were, these fallen entities, they were once in form, right? They fell.
Mm-hmm.
They were created before us. So they're mad. And they look at us as animals, as empty vessels, as nothing. Cockroaches, bugs.
Yeah.
And I think they'll use whatever they can. I think they're obviously, if you're around for as long as demonic creatures, you're going to have some knowledge, right? You're going to know a lot. Mm-hmm. You're going to know, especially when it comes to tech and everything. So they're not necessarily dumb, but again, they all submit to the name of Jesus. Everything. The demonic entities. Even one of the remote viewers, now I don't exactly, Joe McGonigal, the very first one, now I don't remember exactly what it all entailed. I just remember a little bit of it where he was remote viewing and he seen this beam of light come in a room. And this is when he was messing, like trying to like find what was in these mountains and stuff. He seen this beam of light come in the room and it flooded the room and there was nothing else. This wasn't in the mountains. This was completely different. But he said he like put his hand in the light. And the person, the CIA operative that was talking to him, because he can still speak to each other while it's happening. And he said, "What do you feel?" And he said, "I feel perfection." He said, "What do you mean?" He says, It feels like when I put my hand in the light, it felt like unconditional love. Now that sounds a lot like to me, like something else. That what he may have tapped into. I'm not saying he tapped into heaven or God or anything like that, because nothing touches God. No one's getting through except through Jesus.
Right.
But I think it could have been something along the lines of like he had an experience of what. I mean, think of all the people that like testimonies of heaven. Every testimony is usually the same, like where they didn't want to come back because right. they felt perfect.
Did you watch that movie I told you to watch, After Death? I haven't watched it. With Angel from Angel Studios?
I have not.
Man, you got to watch that.
You got to remind me on these things, man.
You guys got to watch it. After Death from Angel Studios, man. Blow your mind. And yeah, and not everybody has a positive experience. That's why when I watched that movie, it was just confirmation. Like, you know, I told you that day, I remember the day I called Iz. I was like, Iz, we don't die. We don't die,
Spirit
man.
Doesn't die, ever.
No, we don't. This body does, but you don't. That's why, man, when you can wrap your head around that, you should have absolutely. I'm not saying that I want to die here. Like, I'm enjoying my time here, the experiences I'm having here. I'm not in any rush, but I do not fear it anymore. And when you can get rid of that fear, because you know that this isn't it, your life changes. Your life changes because the evil one has just lost control over you. Because what does the evil one tell you? The evil one tells you, do whatever you want. This life is it. Do as thou wilt, right? This is it. Whatever pleasure the world offers you, just do it. There are no repercussions. So and then when you think from that point of view, that's where the fear creeps in, because you're like, oh my God, what's next? What's after this? What if this is that? No, I know we don't die, and that there are multiple layers to heaven too. Like there's certain areas the angels are, like it's like you go not like multiple military layers. Structure. Yeah, there's a structure. Like the angels, if you read the Book of Enoch, it tells you too, in there are certain, there's like realms to each level up to heaven. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you know that's what's waiting for you, and it's you, and what did the guy in this movie? The guy's like, I felt freer than he's like, my vision was like anything I've ever experienced before. He's like, I felt amazing. He's like, I'm going anywhere I want. And a lot of them had the same experience. They're watching whenever it's happening, they're above watching themselves. But then there are a couple guys who were admitted atheists who had that experience, and it was not a positive experience.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they came back and their lives changed after that, because they saw like, oh snap, like this is, what I do here does matter. You know? What are you looking at? You look perplexed.
Nope, just listening. Oh.
But it's one guy, the guy was mad in this movie because he got hit by, like he got crushed in a car. So he's got like a lot of problems. And he's dead for like 30 plus minutes. And he said, I didn't want to come back. He said, look, I didn't want to come back. He's like, why did he, the guy's like, he loves God. He's like, I know I'm there. He's like, but there's still days I'm trying to understand why he let me see all of that. And then I had to come back here.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's definitely changes body. Everybody I've heard testimonies from. It's always changed them completely. Right. I mean, even Kevin went to heaven.
Look at Kevin, right.
He told Jesus, he's like, oh, I'm not going back. He's like, yeah, you are. He's like, no.
No.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
He's like, you are. You're going.
I still got work to. For you. It's not your time. And that's what they said. One guy was like, God told me, he said, it's not your time. I have other plans for you. It's not your time. You know?
Right.
So, again, though, we don't die. That's why we should have no fear of anything. Like,
You don't live die. Your However, life. Your afterlife can be good or bad.
Right. What we do here matters.
What you do it here does matters. Matter.
It all matters.
Yeah. We don't. Yeah. No matter what, spirit doesn't die. Spirit doesn't right. die. That's what Jesus is for, to save your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
This body ain't saved.
Yeah, Jesus body came to set saved. The captives free so that we weren't trapped down here with them, with those mm-hmm. who are stuck down here.
The same stuck. Thing with your mind. Yeah. When you're born again, your mind is not saved. That's why Paul tells us in Romans, you have to renew it.
Yes, it's a walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's a walk. You're unlearning.
Your spirit is now saved. Now it's time to go on the journey and renew what basically start over. Start erasing everything that you've knew. I mean, we all go through it each and every day, you know. You start catching yourself doing certain things, you stop doing things, and it's a continuous walk. You mm-hmm. get better at doing things. It's not a perfect life.
No, that's where a lot of people, and so I went to a Christian concert. I went to see Toby Mac this weekend. Toby Mac, Tarian, John Reddick, Mac Powell, Corey Asbury, and Tasha Layton.
I don't know who any of those are.
Oh, dude. Tasha Layton's song, Singing in the Rain, is one of my favorite songs, and she sang it at the concert. I'm not going to lie, I got a little emotional. Everybody was emotional, man. It was so cool. It was the first time I've ever been to a Christian concert, all right? And you see 10, 15,000 people worshiping God. You're looking around. People are just, you can see the joy. Like the energy in there was so awesome. People crying, you know, like happy tears. And Toby Mac put on a really good show and, you know, shared his testimony. There are things about him I didn't know, you know, and he said, you understand, like, and he said, I'm not religious. He said, I worship God. And he said, and none of us are perfect. He said, there are times I wanted to give back to, I was worried about pleasing the world instead of God. And he said, and mm-hmm. we're constantly reminded. And if you get lackadaisical, it'll pull you back. You're on guard all the time because that target gets bigger the longer you walk with God, right? So you're hearing mm-hmm. all of these testimonies. You know, it was just a great experience, man. And but they all said the same thing. Like it's a walk with God. We're renewing our minds. We're coming together. But when you see that many people worshiping God, I'm like, there's no way that this is not God's, that this nation is not done. We are not done yet, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to come back together. We are going to come back together. I promise you, there will be unity in this nation again. The Holy Spirit will reign supreme again in this nation and all over the world. Like, I firmly believe that just by what I witnessed Saturday, you know, the things I witness every day.
Right.
You know, yeah, somebody said the heart is still, it's still there, man. Like, that spirit is still in this country. The enemy did a really good job trying to blot it out. Trying to blot God out of everything. But they failed. They failed. And now there's going to be an awakening of souls all over this country, all over the world, because this is our window, right? He loves mm-hmm. us that much. That's why they hate you, because he loves you so much. He loves you so much, and they can't stand it. And they thought, once again, they thought they had it. Because they think that they can keep doing the same thing to us over and over again. Eventually, they will one-up our creator, and it's not going to happen. It's like they keep rising up, and he's got to smack them back down again until the day comes where Jesus is back on the scene. And then we fully take back this world from them.
Mm-hmm. And reign with them.
And reign with him, right?
Yeah, I was a big DC Talk fan.
Yeah.
Like, I know Thursday, DC Talk by heart still today. Yeah.
Mac Powell used to be on Third Day. You know, yeah, Jeremy Camp. Like, I like Jeremy Camp.
I know Jeremy Camp, yeah.
All I listen to anymore, I don't, you know, I'll listen to some country, but country's really not country to me anymore. It's all pop country stuff. I don't, not a huge fan
of. Like old country.
Yeah, old country. Y2 Give me some country. Alan Jackson. Give me some Y2 country. Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, is part of this walk with God, I'm learning, you know, because we are spiritual beings having a life experience, all right? And there are things I did in my past, like that you don't understand what you did until you experience the feeling yourself. Like when I was younger, I lied to my parents with impunity. I lied so much, man. I lied to a lot of people. I lied with zero remorse at all. Zero remorse. And I remember my parents to this day would always say, one day you're going to have kids. One day you're going to have kids. And whatever. You scoff it off. And now I love my kids, but when you experience that yourself, you know, it's an eye-opening experience. It hurts, man. It hurts when the ones you love lie to you, you know, especially your children. Now, I did it. We're all going to make mistakes in life. And this is something personal, like, and I'm not trying to put anybody, my kids on blast, but I will tell you, like, I believe that we go through these. I'm experiencing something that I needed to experience, and it's clicked. And now I understand why my parents reacted the way they did when I was younger, because I had no remorse. I didn't. Until you experience that, it's a very humbling experience, and you know it makes everything click. But it hurts. It really hurts to be betrayed by the ones you love. But at the same time, I forgive them. At that too, I have to, because I love them. But to experience it, you know, and this is part of that walk with God. I think we, you know, the old me, I don't know if I'd experience it because I had no remorse for anything. But now that you do and you've learned things, like it's, it hurts. That's all I'm going to say. When you experience those things for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
And I'm not going to lie, before the show, I was pretty fired up, but. And it's stupid stuff too. It's, you know, it really is. It's nothing, you know, huge. It's just, you know,
no, my daughter. I mean, she won't think about this. Well, don't put your kid on blast.
No, she's a good kid, man. She
didn't just say her, anything.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a lesson, though.
I look back at it now, all the things that my parents told me not to do, knowing, you know, maybe. You know, even when my parents were kids, of what they did. And I'm like, you know, as a kid, you're like, well, you did it, you know? And you don't realize what your parents are trying to do for you.
Yeah.
Like, you really can't see it at that age.
Nope.
Like, knowing that they're trying to stop you from making mistakes. And yeah, especially exactly. In my teenage years, I always had to learn the hard way. Always. So it's, I understand it, but you look back at it now and you're like, I see what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
But
that's the point. Yeah.
Just good listeners.
Yeah. He's like, I was the good, whatever. You know what I mean? It's,
I was a rebel child.
Right. And the thing is, it's nothing that I didn't do when I was a kid. So it's like you have that moment with yourself, like, oh, so that's what this feels like. Well, dang it. Now I understand why my parents reacted the way they did when I did it.
Yeah.
It's one of those teaching, you know, it's one of those moments. And, you know, I do, but I believe that things like that happen. You know, you can call some of it karma. People call it karma. I just think that, well, imagine this. When you finally leave this world, you're going to be shown. You're going to be shown everything and how all of your interactions with people affected them. So this is part of our lives too, where I think things like this, they happen and you feel them. And then it's more understanding of what, you know, okay, well, that's why that person reacted that way. This does kind of stink. It's a stinky sock and it hurts, you know, but yeah, we go through it. I mean, and that's how they learn. And, you know, I will say one thing as a parent that I've gotten really good at is I ask God all the time, like, just help me be slow to anger, you know, because I believe as parents, like I said, if we're doing it right, like as generations grow, your family grows generations, you know, only we have the power to stop generational curses
It ends with you, right?
Or it can keep going. So, you know, we're always learning. I'm just being able to, I think a lot of parents, I think what we really got to get, instead of getting mad and angry, because it's a natural response, right? Mm-hmm. I try to, like I told my daughter Saturday, I said, this is why I'm hurt. This hurts. Here's why. You know, and that's talk. Like I'm not saying my dad was a horrible dad, but you know, my dad worked two jobs. My dad was you don't realize the sacrifices your parents made for you until you get older. And So I understand when my dad was grouchy a lot and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, he did what he was, you know, I'm sure that he would have loved to have spent more time with me instead of having to work two jobs, serving his country, being deployed every, I'm sure he would have loved to have spent more time with me. When you're a kid, you don't understand that. So my dad, I'll be honest, wasn't the greatest at expressing his emotions, because when he was a kid, he was taught to harbor the emotions, right? I was too. I didn't cry very often. You know,
yeah.
And now I think my growth is being able to explain to my kids how they made me feel, instead of getting angry and, you know. And it's a learning. I think it's good. I think it's a learning experience. I think with our kids, every situation that arises should be a learning experience for both the parent and the child. You know, but I'm not going to lie and say that it didn't hurt. It did, man. It sucks.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I didn't really have any like remorse, especially growing up. Like I never had those type of emotions. I cried over a girl in the sixth grade. That's a thing. But other than that.
Oh, yeah. I cried over a girl.
But I don't think it was actually until like, you know, trying to walk with Jesus more and more and gaining a heart for not only the people, but just everything that people go through. I think that's when like more emotion started to kick in, because you start to feel like you don't want to see this stuff.
Right.
You know, but, you know, not out here sitting. It comes in times, comes in ways.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen too often, but I think I think the walk has shown me a lot more emotion.
Way more.
How to be more sensitive to people.
Mm-hmm.
Still learning, you know. Always been someone that's kind of just never understood it. Like why people were emotional. I just never understood it. Man, I'm telling you, like I didn't have any, like it was seared. I wouldn't say seared, but it was to a point where I didn't feel anything. Mm-hmm. Just in it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Didn't care about nothing.
Same. No, seared. I was. I had no remorse. None. Like, almost when I look back, I'm like, man, I'm just thankful, you know, that he kept me from doing anything extremely stupid. Although I did a lot of dumb things, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of dumb things.
Yeah, man.
Really, really did. But, you know, you learn from them. And, but yeah, I think I've noticed that I'm nowhere near afraid to show any emotion anymore. Like I'm stoic for the most part, but at the same time, like, have you ever been so angry you get teary eyed? Like, have you ever got that angry? Like the angry tears, like I have.
I've never had angry ones. No.
Yeah. Well, that's how I felt.
I still feel embarrassed about it.
Mm-hmm. Nah. Don't be embarrassed.
It's just, I don't know. It's just always been against every natural instinct I've ever had. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, same. I would get spanked and be like, don't you cry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, is I got a go to sponsors real quick. I got an ounce of silver I would like to.
Sweet.
Booyah. Nice buffalo head ounce. Hey, real quick, before we do go to sponsors, remember when we said the U.S. dollar would eventually lose its control over manipulating gold and silver, and that would be a sign that it's coming. Well, if you get a chance to go in the Telegram, I post it. I mean, pretty much the experts are pointing out the fact that China now controls the price of gold and silver. It's coming because the dollar is losing its influence all over the world.
It's coming. Oh, yeah. China's buying everything.
Yeah.
Buying all the gold.
China's been buying up a lot of copper. They're buying all kinds of minerals.
They're buying everything.
Everything. So, yeah. But. So, say holla if you want this.
We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for a guide through all the psychological operations that are happening throughout the world? You can get Session 1 and Session 2 of Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare, written by General Michael Flynn and Boone Cutler. You can go to alphabets.online and click the link for more info. You want some customized tumblers, coffee cups, or even some Alphabets tumblers? You can go to Harley's Doggy Dog World and use the Alphabets promo code. A variety of tumblers, coffee cups, etc. You can use the Alphabets promo code, see alphabets.online for more info. Introducing Manly Cans. Not only are the cans awesome and reusable, but there are a variety of packages built for you. Whether it's the carnivore can, the protein can, the coffee can, or the 6-gallon snackage can, Manly Cans are great for a gift or if you want the ultimate snack attack. Family businesses and family is important. See alphabets.online for more info. You can go to mypillow.com/alphabets and use the Alphabets promo code and save up to 80% off. If you want some of the best sleep you'll ever experience, there are a massive range of items. Whether you're looking for smooth sheets that keep you cool, grab the Giza sheets. If you're looking for a MyPillow with cooling technology, grab the MyPillow 2.0. If you want to walk on a cloud, grab the MyPillow slippers. There are items for everyone in your family, yes, even your furry family members. Use the Alphabets promo code and save up to 80% off at MyPillow.com/alphabets. If you're looking for some Alphabets gear to rep your favorite podcast, wink, wink, go to GodFirstGear.com and you can use the Alphabets promo code on everything in the store. Yes, everything. There are Alphabets hoodies, shirts, mouse pads, and more items to come as well. GodFirstGear.com for your official Alphabets apparel. Remember to use the Alphabets promo code. We have entered in one of the biggest bubbles in U.S. history. There are many liquidity issues across all banks, over the nation, and over the world. Between branches constantly closing, and even some not allowing withdrawals, the money you make and for your retirement are not safe in the banking system. The market could explode at any given moment as the fiat system is reaching its expiration date. As longtime gold and silver advocates, we here at Alphabets have partnered with Midas Gold Group, the nation's number one veteran-owned gold and silver dealer specializing in gold IRAs. Whether you want to get precious metals or roll over your retirement into a gold IRA, look no further than Midas Gold. All you need to do is text the word Alphabets to 232-425, and they will take care of what you need.
Bam.
Bam. All right. Icy Frog. I like it. Icy Frog. Congratulations. If you will email us at alphabetsmedia@gmail.com and send us your info somewhere we can send it to. You just want to announce
name, username, contact spot.
Yeah.
Listen to.
And let me grab one more for, I'll tell you what, because again, we're giving this cool little, it's not on the wall, you can't see it, but for the flag giveaway, for a chance to win when we draw in April.
May 1st.
You want to do it May 1st? Oh, that's right, because you're going on. Okay. May 1st. We're going to do a drawing on May 1st. You want to grab somebody? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, man. You put me on the spot like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Remy, 68.
Remy, 68. Right on. All right.
You're in the raffle.
Yeah, we'll do a live drawing on May 1st of all the people whose names we've picked. One of you is going to win that cool flag. Compliment.
Right.
A bearded baby Woodworks. All right. Anyway, brother.
Right on.
That was fun.
Code Breaker, guys. Yeah.
We'll be on
Donnie's show.
That's right. This Sunday.
We'll be on Donnie's show on Sunday.
Looking forward. You have no idea how excited we both are to be able to join her on her show.
Love Donnie.
Super psyched. Love Donnie. Super psyched. Super psyched.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We'll be back tomorrow night. Same time. 6:30 p.m. Central. And then I'm gonna show that. I'm gonna air that video on Wednesday, and then obviously Thursday. We got a guest coming on Thursday, right?
We do. I'm so excited. We're gonna have K Cash. If y'all know who he is, he's on TikTok. He's got he does a lot of really good deep dives on a lot of things. He also loves Kim Clement, and we're gonna talk about his research he's done into the Ark of the Covenant and where they think it might be and how it aligns with prophecy. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great conversation Thursday. Really looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm. Donnie's show is at 3:30 Central, right?
Either 3 or 3:30.
I got to recheck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. So, yeah, appreciate you guys for coming out. Other than that, Chris, any final words before we get out of here?
God bless you. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Holla.
Holla.